Tradition and popular culture picture the devil as a created but fallen angel. However, thinking of the power of evil in this way generates some theological difficulties. In the New Testament, first, the devil can tempt anyone, anywhere, anytime. He can be in more than one place at a time and work on an unlimited number of people at the same time. If the devil is an independent person, his omnipresence and ability to communicate to the whole world at one time seem to give him divine attributes and a godlike universal consciousness. No finite being possesses such attributes. Second, the devil and the demons seem to live a parasitic existence. They need a host in order to become fully active. Their only activity is working against God's purpose for creation, against all that is good and right. There's no mention of them having a life in addition to these negative functions. Third, the devil and demons seem to be purely evil. There's no hint that they could repent and be saved. How can any creature become so purely evil that healing is impossible? That is, that there are no possible conditions under which it could be saved. These three sub-themes in the New Testament materials about the devil's work could better be explained by the theory that the devil is a parasitic personality that comes to exist and exists only in and along with that absurd basic act of sin that all human beings voluntarily enact. The devil could be omnipresent because he exists and acts in this parasitic way wherever sinners exist and act. His personality, rooted in the universal act of sin, could become monstrous and genocidal in the corporate existence of gangs, empires, and mad dictators. Viewing him as purely evil and irredeemable would make sense within this framework because he exists only in sin and its disturbance. In his parasitic existence, he is as real as the apologists for a real personal devil argue that he is. Unlike the traditional view of Satan, the parasitic understanding can be made plausible to modern people who have no knowledge, feel, or belief in the ancient hierarchical cosmology, in which the universe is populated with a gradation of beings between the highest and lowest, and have no sympathy for an apocalyptic view of history. In addition, it can be evaluated to some extent by human experience of the subtlety, power, and monstrosity of evil. Well, you can read more about this on pages 53 and 54 of Ron Highfield's The New Adam, which came out in the year 2021. Something to think about. Thanks for listening.